Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Linda Marie Zauner, 69, of Plain, died Wednesday, June 24th at home following a courageous and valiant fight against cancer. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, July 1st at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be at Our Lady of the Field Shrine Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Spring Green today from 4 until 7 and at the church tomorrow from 10 o'clock until the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to UW Hospitals and Clinics, UW Carbone Cancer Center, Sauk Prairie Hospital, or a Grace Hospice. Or, in lieu of a donation, please take your grandchildren or a child in need out for a special occasion or treat. Linda loved to spoil her grandchildren every chance she got. Linda Zauner is survived by her husband Andrew, three sons Daniel and Kelsey of Cross Plains, Dustin and Vanessa of Byron, Minnesota, and Dennis and Megan of Prairie du Sac, a daughter-in-law, Bobby, seven grandchildren, her mother, Darlene Lochner of Cross Plains, numerous siblings, cousins, nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Linda Marie Zauner, 69, of Plain. Mary Ann Mazurczak, 79, of Richland Center, died Thursday, June 25th at Pine Valley Community Village following a long battle with multiple issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, July 1st at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at Basswood Cemetery on Thursday, July 2nd at 10 o'clock. Visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday, July 1st from 10 o'clock until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Mazurczak is survived by six children, Joanne and Larry Ellert, Jose De La Rosa, Richard and Jean Noble, Samuel Noble, Timothy Noble, and Deborah and Cameron Hinkle. 15 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Mary Ann Mazurczak, 79, of Richland Center. Mary Catherine Wiedenfeld, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday, June 25th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, July 1st at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. Visitation will be held at the church Wednesday, July 1st from 10 o'clock until the time of Mass at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Mary Wiedenfeld is survived by five sisters, Helen and Rod Perry of Richland Center, Ruth Schaefer of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, Donna and Robert Dugan of Viola, Dorothy and Ira Piskey of La Crosse, and Teresa and Robert Sponholz of Reedsburg, a brother, William Jeston, and Dustin Paulson of Des Moines, Iowa, several nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends, Mary Catherine Wiedenfeld, 87, of Richland Center, Darlene M. Johnson Michaelsberger, 79, of Plain, died Sunday, June 28th, after a long battle with kidney and heart disease. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, July 2nd at 11:30 a.m. at St. Luke Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. Darlene is survived by her daughter, Doreen and Kurt Locke, and son, Dean, brother Tommy and Lucy Johnson, sisters Ulner Pletzer, Carol Knockreiner, Dorothy Bowell, Dolores Gruber, and Joanne Hill. Three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, many other relatives. Darlene M. Johnson Michaelsberger, 79, of Plain. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center, died at home Friday, June 26th, following another round of battling cancer. Funeral services will be held Thursday, July 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held Thursday, July 2nd at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. A small luncheon will be served following graveside services at the Pratt Community Hall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Patty is survived by her husband, Lynn L. Wallace, daughter Elizabeth Durst Schauer, stepsons Philip, David and Celia, and Robert and Tammy Wallace, and sister Sandra Muller. 11 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren, along with many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, June 24th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 9th, from noon until 4 at the Coon Valley American Legion. Burial will be at the Viola Cemetery. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory is serving the family. Lyle Barnes is survived by two daughters, Judy and Dan Kirchhoff of French Island and Amy and Gary Barr of St. Joseph Ridge. Two grandsons, two step-grandsons, a brother, James Barnes of Sun City, Arizona. Other relatives and friends, Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center. Gaylord Hart, 80, of Oklahoma, formerly of Ithaca, died Friday, June 26th. A graveside service will be held in Oklahoma at a later date. Gaylord Hart, 80, of Oklahoma, formerly of Ithaca. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, died Saturday, June 27th. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena, died Friday, June 26th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A private family graveside service will be held in the Spring Green Cemetery. Online condolences are available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors include her son, Randy and Marilyn Christian, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Sandy Rogers, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena.